I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Alice Silverberg, a professor of mathematics and computer science at the University of California, Irvine. And she is giving an AMS MAA invited address titled Through the Cryptographer's Looking Glass and What Alice Found There. And that'll be on the first day of the meeting on Wednesday, January 4th, from 11:10 till noon. It's in the Atrium Ballroom at the Marriott Marquis. That's where all the invited addresses will be. So Alice, can you tell us a little bit about what the talk is about?
Sure. So I plan to use Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass as a way to structure the talk. So life is an adventure and doing mathematics is an adventure. And I'd like to share some of what I learned along the way, both mathematically and personally. So the mathematical theme is going to be the quest for cryptographically useful multilinear maps. So this is a quest that mathematicians and cryptographers are working on together. And finding good cryptographic multilinear maps would solve a number of problems in cryptography. So this includes multi-party key agreement and code obfuscation. The latter itself has a number of useful applications, including to various types of encryption.
Is this something that there's been a lot of progress recently that you're going to update people on, or is it's been a problem for a long time since people have been doing public key?
Well, so some of the history is that Dan Bonnet and I wrote a paper in 2003 on multilinear maps in cryptography. And in that paper, we talked about some of the neat applications that you could get if you actually had cryptographically useful multilinear maps. And we also gave some mathematical results that suggested that it might not be so easy to construct such things. And for a number of years, there were various other papers by other people saying, if you had these things, you could do wonderful things. And that was pretty much how the subject stood for a while until in 2013, there was a paper by Sanjam Garg, Craig Gentry, and Shai Halevi in which they came up with what they called candidate multilinear maps using ideal lattices. And these are sort of approximate multilinear maps. It was a big breakthrough in the field, but they do have the problem, both this construction and other constructions that have happened since, have the problem that they're either inefficient or insecure, it turned out. So various people were doing attacks on the security of the resulting crypto systems. So it's still very much an open problem, and it's the sort of thing that really should have more mathematicians getting into it. So I'm now working on a project with some other mathematicians and computer scientists, and we're trying to make more progress on this. We're more optimistic, I think, than just given the state of the field, given things that have happened since then.
Huh. Now, so you mentioned earlier, and it's in your abstract, and it kind of goes with what you were just saying. You also plan to talk about what you learned from the community. So what have you learned from the cryptographic community?
Right. So what I plan to do is share some thoughts that I hope will be helpful on what I learned about community. So there are probably a number of things that I think I'll share, but I guess if I had to pick one right now, I would probably say it's the importance of deep listening, which is something that's useful both personally and professionally. And I think some of the themes that I plan to mention involve communication and curiosity. And it's possible that I'll also mention a theme that I haven't heard much in mathematical talks, which is the importance of kindness. So this may be a little bit different than some talks that I've given before that other people have been to.
So that makes it even more interesting, I think. Yeah. So when I saw that in the abstract, I thought someone had left out the word the. But you're actually talking about community and deep listening.
Well, so I've been in the mathematical community, and I've been in the cryptographic community, and maybe this is kind of the Alice in Wonderland thing, if she goes from one interesting adventure to another and meets one interesting group of people and then another. And it's sort of what I learned about the importance of good communication, how communication can be key, curiosity, openness. I haven't quite figured out how to do this yet, but that's what I'm working on in terms of what I'd like to accomplish in the talk. So I feel there's a lot that I've learned by having one foot in the mathematical community, one foot in the cryptographic community, that I think could be useful in terms of collaborations, useful in many different ways.
Mm-hmm. And cryptography, when I was young, that was one of the ways, one of the things I was interested in, and then I wound up in math. Were you interested in cryptography as a young person, and have you found that many other math people were?
I don't know that how much I was interested in cryptography. I mean, I was interested in puzzle solving, you know, the cryptograms in the newspaper, things like that. I definitely agree that cryptography is a good way for anyone to get involved in mathematics. I think I wasn't really how I got into mathematics, but the number theory that I learned in Arnold Ross's summer program for high school students is very much the language that's used in modern mathematical cryptography. And my interest in number theory probably led to my interest in cryptography.
So I also noticed that for a lot of the talks, you seem to manage to be able to work Alice in there a lot. Now, did you change your name from Diane just so that you could work Alice in a lot?
So the Alice in cryptography isn't due to me. That's due to Ron Rivest, who traditionally the two parties, if you have two parties, right, the two parties are Alice and Bob. So it's just very convenient that I can give a talk in cryptography and I bring the Alice with me, and often there's a Bob in the audience. Not due to me, and I didn't change my name.
All right.
But I'm very grateful to my parents for naming me that, because it allows me to, I think, to view the world as an interesting adventure.
Hey, Alice, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, this might be a good place to emphasize that I owe a great debt to two programs that I attended as a young person that very much influenced the course of my life. So one was Arnold Ross's summer program for high school students, and the other was the Children's Center for the Creative Arts at Adelphi University, which was run for many years by someone named Grace Stanistreet. So both Arnold Ross and Grace Stanistreet were people who fostered creativity and curiosity in young people and had a big influence on many people. Huh. And I guess maybe I'll add one more thing, which is that in the talk, what I'd like to do is share some of what I've learned that I think would be beneficial to others. And my struggle right now in thinking about how to construct the talk is to figure out a way to do it that doesn't sound preachy. And so we'll see if I succeed. But I hope that people will at least see that I'm coming from a place of kindness. And I encourage people to come to the talk and be open-minded and maybe even forgiving of me if I don't strike the balance I'm looking for. So we'll see how I do.
Well, I know a lot of mathematicians are forgiving, so I don't think you have to worry. And it sounds like a very interesting talk. And it will take place, as I was saying, Wednesday morning from 11:10 till noon on Wednesday, January 4th at the Joint Mathematics Meetings in Atlanta. And we were just speaking here with Alice Silverberg, and the title of the talk, it's an AMSMAA invited address, is Through the Cryptographer's Looking Glass and What Alice Found There. Alice, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you.